5th of April 2019, Friday of the 4th week of Lent. John 7, 1 and 2, then 10 and 25 to 30. After this, Jesus traveled round Galilee. He could not travel round Judea because the Jews were seeking to kill him. As the Jewish feast of shelters drew near. However, after his brothers had left the festival, he went up as well, not publicly, but secretly. Meanwhile, some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, "Isn't this a man they want to kill? And here he is, speaking openly, and they have nothing to say to him. Can it be true? The authorities have recognized that he is a Christ. Yet we all know where he comes from, but when the Christ appears, no one will know where he is coming from." Then, as Jesus was teaching in the temple, he cried out, "You know me, and I know where I came from. Yet I have not come from my own accord, but he who sent me is true. You do not know him, but I know him, because I have my being from him, and it was he who sent me." They want to arrest him then, but because his hour had not yet come, no one laid a hand on him. The hour of Jesus had not yet come. Therefore, they could not do him any harm in this moment what they wanted. The sentence shows us very clearly that it's God who is acting. He says and decides when the time has come that Jesus will be given to the hands of the others. So all what happened was very clear from God's side. Of course, the others thought they are the actors. No, the actor was God behind all this. He is saying when the hour has to come of Jesus and the hour of us all. So it's important that we have a certain dominance about situations, about circumstances, which we can win in the Lord, not to be like always a sacrifice of the circumstances. Let us take the suffering, for example. It can be so dominant in our life that it rules everything. But if we give our suffering to the Lord, for example, as a sacrifice, then this is changing the situation. The suffering is changing from inside. It's not any longer the suffering what is dominant. No, it's the will of God which is present in the suffering which is dominant now, and God takes it in his service. When I accompanied some people, I often noticed that some wounds of the past, it was as if they were under the ruling of bad forces. Till the moment, the one gave his suffering to the Lord. And now he knew that also in the suffering God is present. What we can say about suffering, we can also use it for other situations. Persecutions, if people speak bad about you, if a lot of fear is coming. So we should take care that we are not going to the dynamic of the negative things, but to understand in all situations that the situation is belonging to God, even if we feel ourselves and all around us very dark. Hopefully we can understand how important it is that we take the difficult situations out of the hand of the Lord and not be concentrated only to ourselves or to feel delivered to other forces. It's an act of the Spirit, like I explained the last meditation. It might be that the feelings are very in the darkness, but I can do this step in my spirit to understand the situation out of the hand of God. In the words of today, we heard that Jesus was very publicly known. People even knew that there was a plan to kill him. But he continued to give the gospel to the people and to heal, and said very clearly where he is coming from and where he go and who sent him. So it's an example for us that no fear should manage that we don't do our mission. All what is coming, even these bad things, what can come to our life as a force of negativity, nothing happens without knowing of the Lord. Well, the forces of darkness, they are trying to show us that they are almighty, but they are not. Our hour, it's in the hand of God. And if we let it in the hand of God, then nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So it's good that we do it with consciousness to give our hour, whatever it means, if it's a death or other things, in the hands of the Lord, and let it there, whatever happens around.
The song of today is a very classical invocation of the Holy Cross and says, "We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because through your cross you have redeemed the world."
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum.